We have John Barron back with us for one final day. We've had a great week looking at Alexander work and what it means, how the process works, what the principles are. And today we're going to look at kind of an unusual aspect of it. It's called corporate Alexander work, which means that we're looking at how Alexander training can be used to prevent injuries and to manage pain for people who are in a work setting. John, thanks for being back again today. This has been a fabulous week.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun too.
Thanks. Well, we've had a chance to really look at the deeper meaning of what this work encompasses. Mm-hmm. And what I have learned from you is that it's an extremely valuable approach that's not just an adjunct, but a primary way to look at how people live their lives and to offer people opportunities to change so they can feel better because they don't hurt. Mm-hmm. They can breathe better because they learn how to carry themselves properly. And they actually change emotionally and spiritually to become more comfortable. What more could you ask for in the healing process? And when you combine that with a lot of the other disciplines that are available, it opens the door for new approaches that have never been looked at before. Hmm. So I just want to thank you for that. I've really enjoyed it. Anyway, today we're going to look at what the heck is corporate Alexander work. That's a term I've never heard before, and maybe you haven't either, because I think we might have just coined it.
I think you might have been responsible for that.
I don't know whether to apologize or not, but I like it. Well, so what is it?
Well, I think what it is that we've talked about what occurs in the studio, how we teach the technique. We talked a little bit about the training of teachers, which takes a long time, by the way.
It's, to really get it, you're looking at decades.
To really get it, you are looking at a long time. It's true. And the training itself is, 1,600 hours of classroom training.
Wow. How many months or years is
That's
that?
That's 3 years. And three it's 3 years,
wow.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week, generally. In my understanding, given the nature of the work, it needs to be that, not just to acquire the knowledge and the information, etc., about the technique, but really to start to acquire the skill. Because, to be honest, in my mind, it's much more of an art and a craft than a science.
That's a really honest way to say it. So is my discipline. So is most of life.
Yeah,
it's about wisdom. And you can have information, not apply it wisely, and all of a sudden you don't have wisdom.
Yes.
But in what you're trying to explain is a way that you master something and turn it into a interesting art form.
Yes.
You put your own spin on that.
Yeah. Of course, it's used by so many artists, too, for the reasons they understand the power of connectedness is so important in being creative. And I would say to people who are in a lot of pain that they really need to use their own creativity and to be able to address their own situation. And that's what, Alexander was saying, that, this is work that needs to be done, on the level of the self, in reconnecting the self and seeing as the breakdown in the self, in the way that it plays out in our daily activities, is at the cause, the root cause, one of the main root causes of injury and pain and discomfort.
There's another way to say that I use sometimes. I look at physical disease as the body's way of expressing psycho-spiritual dysfunction.
Yes.
So that what we look at is the body becomes an expression of who we are at the psycho-spiritual level. And it's wonderful that it is, because it gives us the opportunity to experience things we never would if that wasn't so.
Yes.
And if we get stuck in managing just the physical disability, we've missed the message.
I think stuck's the word.
Yeah, well, a lot of disciplines do get stuck there. Mm-hmm. Mine is a notorious one, okay? Yours less so, because you know this, because it's one of the founding principles.
Mm-hmm.
So back to our corporate nature of Alexander work. Tell us more about what.
Well, for myself, I've been teaching the technique for quite a long time. As I told you, I trained in England and then went to Italy and worked for several years in Italy. I had an absolute ball there. I loved it. Loved the Italians. And then when I moved to the Bay Area, I was, you know, starting off again. I'd had a very healthy practice in Rome, and then I was back to the Bay Area pounding the pavements. You
should have stayed in Rome.
Well, you know, I had that thought after
make
getting
a love,
here.
Not a war. Is that what it is? Having some pasta.
That's it.
And relax. Yeah, that's right.
So then, you know, I started working and slowly building up my practice here, and then started to see that the traditional way of teaching the technique, which is very, very important and needs to continue, and I will always do that because I enjoy it so much, of you work one-on-one with people in a studio. They come to you and, you know, you go through, some people have, you know, 30, 40, 50-minute sessions. It doesn't matter. But it's a one-on-one because you really do need the hands-on work, no matter where you're teaching.
Well,
but
it's very personal work, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can have group classes to introduce the ideas, or, you know, we're chatting away here, people are listening, you know, they start to get an idea, perhaps there could be a connection which would encourage them to go a little bit further with it.
Right.
And then make their connection to an Alexander teacher. But I also thought that it would be helpful and useful to explore the idea of bringing this actually into the workplace itself. Mm-hmm. So, kind of long story short, quite a few years ago, I got a gig at Fireman's Fund Insurance, which was, I was there for about a couple of years, and worked with this great guy who was in Lost Control, called Bob Noah, and together we put together this program for their employees in such a way that would be able to adapt to the corporate personality without trying to lose the integrity of the technique. And that's like a tightrope walk. But it's, as we said about creativity, you have to kind of go into unknown situations in order to find out what works and what doesn't. Mm.
So what did you teach them and what did they learn?
I observe a lot, and I observe what that situation was like there and in other workplaces that I worked, and saw how the individuals would work at their computer stations, et cetera, and how they'd interact with each other, that kind of thing.
Ah.
And then we...
Why how they interact with each other? I'm curious about that. Because I think it's an important piece.
Okay.
Intuitively, I know it, but I want to hear you say it.
Yeah. Because that, to me, is the whole essence of use. It's not just about posture. Your posture means to fix.
So it's about relationship.
About relationship. How we scratch our nose tells us so much about us. We can do it with, you know, neurotic tension and energy,
yes,
and hysterically.
Right.
Or, you know, there's just a fly on it and you give it a little appropriate scratch. I mean, that's a very isolated example.
That's a beautiful, actually, example because it's very revealing.
Hmm.
Like I say, I notice how someone hugs.
That's
or
right.
How they shake hands,
yes.
Or where their eyes are when they're having a conversation. All these little things you're talking about define for you a lot of what's happening in the workplace.
Yes.
And whether or not it's happy or sad or it's tension-filled or relaxed or whatever it is, if it's connected or disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about. I'm so impressed by that.
Well, and also the people who went through the training, the way I structured it is I'd have an introductory class at first, but I always insist on having, I don't do one-on-one, but I do two-on-one.
Okay.
Just because of the corporate deal. That you really need to have a couple of people in the room rather than it just be, you know, one-on-one when you're working hands-on.
Right.
But the way that the people were able to take the principles and then understand how they were embodying certain misuse patterns and how they could undo them in their work life affects not just the way they feel, but also their ability to function, to be able to hold down a job.
It works of their whole life. It'll work with their relationships at work and at home and socially and everything that they do because you're altering the self and the essence of who we are.
Yes.
So this is a much deeper thing than just, hey, walk straight and hang from a skyhook.
Oh, that's a lot of crap.
Yeah. Well, that gets misinterpreted by
people.
And there are people who focus on that as the primary thing. And, of course, they miss the whole essence of what this is about. You're talking about being a teacher of life. I like it that mm-hmm. way.
Enlivening.
And enlivening, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that there becomes some joy in life, some peace, some direction, some presence.
Yes.
Of being present is not something that we often do because we focus on the tangential things to life more than we do life itself.
Yeah, and
we
worry. It's not just mind activity.
No, it's not about thinking in the future. It's not about the past. Mm-hmm. So this is a much more encompassing process.
Yes.
People need to know this.
And to know that it's not just something that's, a bonus, but it's fundamental in our health.
Yeah.
Because health is life.
Yeah. Well, it is.
If we shut down, we don't experience it. If we're open, we can start to experience all the, the goodies.
Our gift when we were born is the moment, is to be in it. And we have a series of moments forever. And the deeper you go into any moment, the more you can be present, the richer the experience because you're more embodied in it.
Yes. And one just can let go into that.
Yeah,
but we have to know where to let go and what to let go of. And the technique gives us those specifics.
So you're talking about some interesting tools mm-hmm. that are applied by masters in the field who are in a very personal relationship with you, who care and share and direct you in a way that you can get more out of life in terms of what you experience and its richness.
Mm-hmm.
What more could you ask for? I mean, and that's Alexander Work.
That is Alexander Work, and I think it has a wide application. I mean, I think it applies so much to people in these corporations who never would have come for private lessons.
Mm.
But because they're starting to be introduced to this, and I worked down at Google, and interestingly enough, Google brought me in there first of all, brought the technique into Google because of personal growth.
Well, they're a wise corporation.
So that wisdom is encouraging the wisdom in their employees.
And well, your wisdom is fantastic, John Barron, and I've had a wonderful week with you. Thank you so much for all the insights that you've provided, because I think at the beginning of the week, people didn't know what Alexander Work was. Now they know it's a holistic lifestyle kind of teaching. So thank you again. I think that if people are interested in seeing you, and I'd highly recommend it, your phone number is 415-289-9646. That's 289-9646. You can, if you want to become a teacher, you go to the Alexander Educational Center Training in Berkeley. You can do private sessions with John Barron in Sausalito or the corporate training. Thanks for a wonderful week.
Hey, thanks, Len.